Welcome to the Hidden Potential Podcast. I'm your host, Omer Hargrove. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how to map out your calendar year in order to be more effective and intentional. We're going to talk about the process of planning monthly series and initiatives, as well as how to have quarterly milestones. We're also going to talk about how to build loyalty and investment from the people involved in your organization. At the end, I'm going to give you three takeaways to help you directly apply what we talk about today in your own leadership. And every week we come out with a new podcast episode to be able to help you tap into your hidden potential. We do this by giving you mental and practical tools to help you in your leadership and organization. Let's go ahead and get started with a big thought, and that is many people allow their years to somewhat fold over on themselves. And as they are in this constant state of playing catch up, without having any clear process of building plans or goals, we often feel overwhelmed at the thought of planning for the entire year because we're still struggling with simply planning out the week. But if you want something to change in your organization, it requires you to make a plan with certain goals. And in order to make this more approachable, you have to simplify that process of planning and goal setting for the year. And so let's get started with the first point, which is chewable goals. In order to take the whole year in, you have to break it down into smaller and smaller bites. For like the year, you should start by looking at what the general tone or goal of the year should look like. What is it that you want to achieve by the end of the year? And this may not always be necessarily quantifiable. Maybe it might be like an intrinsic or cultural value that you want to really establish. It's something that may not be able to quantify, but you're able to observe. And for instance, perhaps this year you want to focus completely on building your customer loyalty. There are different numbers that you'll be able to use to analyze that, but the idea of customer loyalty is not as quantifiable as like we need this X amount of B, whatever. It's something that is observable. It's something that's felt within your culture. Or maybe you want to build your network this year by partnering with four other ministries within your region. And the idea is like, it is really to have one major goal, one major direction to walk towards throughout the entire year. You're going to this general direction. Now, once you do that, you break that out into every quarter. Now, this is where you have the direction and goal of the year, but you break it out into these achievable milestones. And these should have some clear and distinguishable wins, each of which are walking you towards the general vision of the year. You can also break this out into having three tiers to best fit your direction. Like for me, one thing I'd like to do for our church, is breaking out into three milestones that we strive to hit within each quarter of the year. And those three milestones may be a spiritual milestone, a financial milestone, and a physical milestone. As an example, for last year, one of our physical milestones was to be in a new physical location for our church gathering space within the first quarter. We were able to hit that. A financial milestone was to establish a new consistent giving method for receivables and offerings and etc. And we were able to meet that. And the spiritual goal was for us to build a higher level of commitment within the congregation, people that were a part of the church. And we were able to do that with creating a core team. So it was a very clear milestones that we were able to hit within each quarter. And you know, every quarter had a different milestones, but they were much more chewable as far as goals go. They felt achievable as we were pursuing them. Hey listeners, today I'm reaching out for your support to keep our journey of innovative Christian leadership alive. Every week we dive into territories of faith-based leadership because of the contributions made by people who believe in this mission. Whether you want to help us by becoming a monthly supporter or by submitting a one-time donation, you help fuel our discussions on authentic and practical leadership. Your generosity allows us to help other leaders just like yourself harness their creativity for the greater good of our communities and beyond. As a monthly supporter, you can submit questions and comments to be shared on the show each week, and you'll also get weekly shout-outs on air for being a member. And if you become a super supporter, you will receive a monthly free product from our online store. To support us, please visit homerhargrove.com and look for the support section. It's quick, it's easy, and every bit of it helps us to make greater impact to Christian leadership. Thank you for being a part of our mission. Now, let's get back to today's episode. The next part is to do a monthly series and initiatives. Now, this is, you broke out the year into quarters, and now we're going to try to break those out into a month-by-month basis. Now, you have the bulk of the year mostly laid out through the quarters, and in the general direction, you can start breaking down these monthly series and initiatives. And rather than looking at the entire 12 months in this with this overwhelming vision, it's really hard to fathom, like, how am I going to do the whole year? You can start by just working on each quarter at a time. Like, go for the first quarter. It's a lot more approachable to work on 3 months rather than 12 months. And once you establish the 3 months for the first quarter with this focused goal, you start with that month, and you can also go by week on a week by week to consider special holidays, community events, and etc. And again, you're starting big and you're working your way smaller and smaller and getting the fine details worked out as you do that. What I like to do is once I get the months laid out, and what's great about, say you're a ministry and you're thinking about a monthly series, you're able to have this general direction for the year to where you're building to something. You're able to consider different rhythms of your church that you go through on an annual basis. For example, like for a lot of churches, the summertime is really slow in attendance. And so some churches will focus on like that being a volunteerism or outreach driven time. Or it could be a study time. You know, you're wanting to just think ahead so that these things don't surprise you, but you're trying to be more intentional and effective of what to expect. And when it comes to week by week cases, you're also able to consider the holidays and, like, you know, Valentine's Day and it coming up, all these different little things that sometimes feel surprising, and it helps you to be more effective in planning events, holidays, and etc. So again, whether it's a series or maybe for your organization, you can focus more on initiatives and what you're trying to achieve within these months, or getting your, what you're trying to focus on with what you're putting out. And it's also a place where you can really focus on what you want to happen in those recurring events or actions that you want to implement to take place. For example, maybe you want to increase your donor appreciation, and you plan out to send thank you cards or texts on certain weeks or months of the year, and you're able to map out your initiative so much clearer while planning ahead. And because I think most people want to do things like appreciate donors or appreciate their customers, but it's just, again, you have to plan for it. So set up these recurring moments. You could also map out, say, your membership classes, or map out your baptisms, map out the things that you want to do by simply considering the times of the month and the quarters of the year. And when it comes to implementing, one last thing about implementing monthly series, you don't want to do a message, if you don't want to do a message or topic or a title, you can still have these unspoken goals or directions within your staff, within your culture, within your team. The point of all of this is simply to become more intentional through clarity and organization. That's all you're trying to do by mapping this out. You're not creating this rigid system that you can't break out of. You're just trying to be more effective and intentional with mapping out the year. Now, the last thing that I want to talk about is building loyalty and investment. One of the simplest and quickest ways to build loyalty and investment is by communicating parts of your vision and your goals with the people connected to your organization. And it requires you to be clear. It requires you to be consistent, and especially with what you believe and what you want to happen. I think that you may want to even consider doing a vision or business meeting at the beginning of the year, in which you share what you have planned for the year, what you want to happen for the year. You could even open up that time for feedback from the people there to hear their thoughts, and they could even enhance the goals and visions that you have in mind. But it's this simple idea of connecting the people, a part of your organization, ministry, church, whatever, to what it is that you're doing. And what's unique about this is that even with just secular businesses, when they implement this, they build loyalty to a brand, which is simply like a product. They're just selling a product, but there's this customer loyalty there because they feel connected to the vision. And when you do that with your ministry, it simply is you incorporating the people with your language. You're being clear and consistent throughout your vision, and it requires you to talk, and it requires you to communicate throughout the entire year. And the more that you talk about it, the more that people will believe it. And I would encourage you to even really try to adapt the language of, say, your core values or your mission, your purpose statement. Incorporate that with the language of your vision, and it will really help people to connect more and more to what it is that you're trying to do. And all that to say, let's end with three takeaways. Number one, go through the process of planning out your year for your organization ministry with this processes that we talked about today, by mapping out your year, your quarters, your milestones, your months, and even your weeks. And number two, meet with someone or with your entire team to go over your initial draft and ask for their feedback and revisions. I think the most effective thing that we do is when we involve other people to collaborate, and we're able to come out with such a stronger drive than if it was just our own. And finally, number three, establish clear language and lingo that incorporates your core values, your mission, and your vision for the year. And you don't have to be cheesy or cringy, but you want it to be incredibly simple and clear. You want to have, if you could really encompass the entire vision in a single sentence that's easy to memorize, you want to do that. If there's those milestones that you want to hit and you want to communicate to your team, you want to make it a single sentence that is easy to remember and repeat, and it helps give that direction and that drive. All this to say, thank you for tuning in to today's episode. I hope that it was edifying for you and that it made a difference in your leadership. Could you do me a favor? Could you leave a rating and review for this podcast? It really helped me out and help others be able to see this show in their feed. Until next time, have a great life.